the Divrei Torah tonight should be Le'ili Nishmas, Shimon ben Shol Yehuda Steinmetz. One of the questions that always comes up inevitably over the course of Chol HaMoed is the contrast between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We know that the mitzvah of Sukkos, the main mitzvah of Sukkos, is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. And every time we sit in the sukkah, we make a new bracha of Leishev B'sukkah over the course of the entire Yom Tov. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, we don't make such a bracha. We make the bracha once of Achilas Matzah at the beginning of the Yom Tov, at the Starim, and then the remainder of the Yom Tov, there's no such bracha. So the Rishonim already attacked this question, and they basically answer two independent answers. One of the Mahalchim in the Rishonim is that yes, there's a stark difference between the mitzvah of Sukkah and the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. For a person could go the entire Yom Tov of Pesach, barring the first night, of course, without eating matzah. There's no necessity for a person to eat matzah. He could get away by eating other things. He doesn't have to eat bread, chametz, and he doesn't have to eat matzah. However, when it comes to the first night, you have to, of course, but the rest of Yom Tov, you don't have to. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, so then, although perhaps a person could avoid eating something which necessitates him sitting in the sukkah, we know that sleeping also requires a person to be in the sukkah, and sleeping, a person can't go 3 days without sleeping. So therefore, by necessity, a person is going to have to be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore some of the Rishonim explain that's why they were misaking a bracha on yeshiva b'sukkah. The Magen Avraham, however, quotes a different answer from the Maharil. The Maharil explains that when it comes to achilas matzah, there's no real mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat the matzah. On the contrary, the mitzvah is just a losaseh, to make sure that a person avoids eating the chametz, as opposed to, it sounds like the contrast he is drawing, as opposed to sitting in the sukkah, where there is a new mitzvah with every single chila. So it sounds like the Maharil is assuming that when it comes to achilas matzah, there is no mitzvah, the remaining days of Yom Tov. The rest of Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah, it's just a chiyuv to avoid eating chametz. Of course, if a person wants to have bread, then he wants to have matzah. So generally speaking, this is understood to be against the famous shita of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, the Talmidim bring from the Vilna Gaon in Maisa Rav. It's found other places as well, but most clearly in Maisa Rav, the Vilna Gaon, Talmidim write as follows: Shivas Yamim Tochal Matzos Kol Shiva Mitzvah. The entirety of Pesach, all 7 days, is a mitzvah to eat matzah. Ve'eno kori lo rishus. Aye, the Gemara seems to say it's a rishus. No, just when you're contrasting it to the eating of the first night of Be'erev Tochel Matzah. So then, relative to that, yeah, the first night is a chova. The rest of it, you don't have to eat. But certainly, says the Vilna Gaon, you're mekayim a mitzvah with every kezayis of matzah that one eats. El legabi laila rishona shechova u'mitzvah legabi chova rishus karele. Afa pikein mitzvah midaraisa, who says the Vilna Gaon, it's a mitzvah midaraisa, the balance of Yom Tov, the rest of the days of Yom Tov, to eat matzah. A person is mekayim a mitzvah sasei midaraisa. Yes, it's not chiyuvis, he doesn't have to. He only has to the first night of Pesach. But the remainder of Yom Tov, although it's not a chiyuvis, he is still mekayim a mitzvah. V'chein perishu Yom Tov ein tzorich os. And then he goes on to say, that's why we don't have to wear, his shita was, a person didn't have to wear tefillin, because we know tefillin serves as an os. And we have another os already over the course of Yom Tov and Pesach. We have the os of eating matzah, since there is another mitzvah. So he says, you see clearly that the mitzvah of eating matzah continues through the balance of Yom Tov. If that is the case, so then one once again has to ask himself the question, why are we not making a bracha? According to the Vilna Gaon, what the Maharil said is not correct. The Maharil said, there's no real mitzvah of eating it, you just have to avoid chametz. If that's the case, you just have to avoid chametz. I understand why we're not making a bracha. But the Vilna Gaon is telling us very clearly, no, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah for the remainder of Yom Tov, so therefore we have to address the question once again, why is it that we are not making a bracha? So in fact, the Steichemet brings from many of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, many Achronim, that actually concluded perhaps it's an incorrect minhag, and perhaps a person should be making a bracha for every achilas matzah, especially according to the Vilna Gaon Shita. Perhaps it would make more sense for a person to make a bracha just like we do with regards to every single sitting in the sukkah. The Steichemet is Marech, but Inyan Zed, the Yesh and Nogu, there were in fact those, a very big chiddush, and Nogu Levarech al Achilas Matzah Kol Shiva. They made a bracha al Achilas Matzah with every kezayis of matzah that they would eat. But that is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, again, generally understood to be against the Maharil, although a person could try to be miyashiv the two, but it sounds like the Vilna Gaon is saying that there is a mitzvah kol shiva, where the Maharil is saying there's no mitzvah kol shiva, there's just an iser to eat chametz, and not a mitzvah to go ahead and eat matzah. Be that as it may, Vilna Gaon is clearly telling us that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah. What about on sukkahs? Is there a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah for the remainder of sukkahs? So the Vilna Gaon, the way they present it in the Maaser Rav, he clearly says that the same thing would be on the mitzvah of sukkahs. That's why he says, Chol HaMoed sukkahs, no need for tefillin, because you have an oath of sitting in the sukkah. So he clearly says the two are the same. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to have a suffix about this. The Chafetz Chaim writes, he's not sure. We know clearly that the Vilna Gaon thought that eating matzah the remainder of Yom Tov was a mitzvah. What about sitting in the sukkah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kasa of Mishnah Berurah, Nistapakti, Lefi Mashi Yadua Das Agro, the mitzvah lechol kol zayin yemei HaPesach, that it's a new mitzvah every day of Pesach to eat matzah, Kepashtei Dekra, like the psukim seem to indicate. What would be the say? What would be the din when it comes to sitting in the sukkah? The mitzvah sasehu rak be'erev, masha en ken achrakach, rak mitzvah ba'alma. Efshe tehu din hacha mitzvah l'chachil lecho pas kol zayin yomim ulevorech leishev basukkah. Perhaps the same thing would apply to sukkah, but he says, nistapakti, I am not sure. Why would one draw a difference? Why would one draw a distinction between Chol HaMoed Sukkis and Chol HaMoed Pesach? The Gemara seems to say they're on the same level. In fact, the Gemara learns one from the other. The Gemara says, just like the first day of Pesach, there's a chiyuv, first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, the same thing is true when it comes to the first night of sukkah, there's a chiyuv to eat it. Ma'adar, tesvav, tesvav, the rest of the days are just a reshus. So too, the same thing would be true when it comes to both sukkahs and Pesach. Why would one draw a distinction when it comes to achilas matzah? And then the Vilna Gaon would tell us that that's a mitzvah kol shiva, as opposed to sukkah, which perhaps, even though over there, it's interesting, we would make a bracha, over there there's no mitzvah necessarily to go and eat in the sukkah. Of course, if a person wants to have a meal, he has to do it in the sukkah. If a person wants to sleep, of course, he has to do it in the sukkah. But there's no active mitzvah midaraisa to go ahead and do it. Why such a distinction? So perhaps we could suggest, based on another distinction we have, between the Chol HaMoed Sukkis and the Chol HaMoed Pesach. Perhaps the most common, the most famous distinction, difference is when it comes to Amiras Hallel. We know that when it comes to the days of Sukkis, we recite Hallel Shalem every single day of Sukkis. When it comes to the days of Pesach, we recite Hallel the first day of Pesach. We say the first 2 days of Pesach. And then the remainder of Hallel, remainder of Pesach, we only say Chatzi Hallel. We don't say a Hallel Shalem. So there are two reasons given in the Mefarshim. If you take a look at our Gemara, Shas Bavli, Gemara in Erechin, says that what's the reason? The reason is because when it comes to Sukkis, says Karbonoseihen Chalukin, every day of Sukkis has its own carbon. When it comes to Pesach, that's not the case. What does the Gemara mean to say? So the Acharonim explain that when it comes to Sukkis, since every single day has its own unique carbon, which is specific for that day, different than all other day, so the Kedushas Hayom of one day of Sukkis is not exactly identical to the Kedushas Hayom of another day of Sukkis. Each day is independent. Each day is unique. However, when it comes to Pesach, the carbon is the same. That indicates that really, when it comes to Pesach, the Kedushas Hayom is a constant. It's the same Yom Tov through and through. That's why when it comes to Sukkot, we say a new Hallel every single day, a new Yom Tov every single day, a new Kedushas Hayom every single day. When it comes to Pesach, that's not the case. When it comes to Pesach, it's one Kedushas Hayom through and through, and therefore we say one Hallel at the beginning, and that is it. What's more famous is probably what the Tur brings in Halacha. The Tur brings not what the Gemara tells us from the Gemara Meseches Erechim, but the Tur says a famous reason. How could it be that you're going to say Shira on the last day of Yom Tov when the Mitzrim were drowning in the ocean, when the Mitzrim were drowning in the Yom Tov? You're going to go ahead and say Shira. Therefore, we only say Shira the beginning of Pesach, not the end of Pesach. Once we're not doing the last day, so certainly we're not going to do it for Chol HaMoed, if we're not doing it the last day as well. It's two independent, distinct reasons. The Acharonim come and explain that really both reasons are necessary. Why? These are not necessarily a machloikis between the two reasons. One reason being a new Kedushas Hayom every day by Sukkis, as opposed to Pesach, there's no new Kedushas Hayom. As another reason being, Ma'isa Yadai Tavu Bayom Va'atem Am Shira. Why? Because there's two independent chiyuvim when it comes to Amiras Hallel, the two different distinct reasons why a person says Hallel. One reason a person says Hallel is because Kedushas Hayom, it's Yom Tif, you say Hallel. That's what the Gemara in Erechin is discussing. That's the context of the Gemara. The days which have Yom Tif, and therefore, because of Yom Tif is Mechayiv Hallel. But then there's another reason to say Hallel. Even if you don't have a new Kedushas Hayom, what's that? If your nays happened to you on that specific day, so we say Hallel. So the Gemara and the Medrash are really addressing two different reasons. The Gemara is asking, why don't we say a Hallel Shalom in every day like Sukkot? Because it's a new Kedushas Hayom. The Gemara says, no, when it comes to Sukkot, it's a new Kedushas Hayom. V'horaya, there's a separate carbon for each and every day. But when it comes to Pesach, there's no new Kedushas Hayom. The same Kedushas Hayom, it's constant through and through. Therefore, al Kedushas Hayom, there's no reason to say a Hallel Shalom. Comes the Medrash and asks, okay, al Kedushas Hayom, there's no reason, but what about the fact that the Nase happened to us at that day? There was Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Gemara, I'm the Nase of Kriyas Yamsuf, we're not going to say Hallel, that's Maisa Yadei Tavu Bayom, even if a tremendous Nase happened to us, if it happened at the expense of the Mitzrim, we're not going to say Hallel. Two independent reasons, addressing two different separate Mechiyuvim for the Nase of for the Amiras Hallel, why we don't say Amiras Hallel, the remaining balance of the day of Pesach. So we learn from the Gemara that there is a clear difference between Pesach and Sukkot. As we mentioned, when it comes to Sukkot, each and every day has its own Kedusha. Each and every day is its own Yom Tif, as indicated by the fact that there's a separate carbon. When it comes to Pesach, that is not the case. But we have to ask ourselves the question, why is that so? Why, when it comes to Pesach, is it considered to be one unit? When it comes to the Yom Tif of Sukkot, every day is its own unit. Generally speaking, we assume that Sukkot and Pesach are parallel. Why, when it comes to Pesach, is that not the case? So the Netziv explains this already. The Netziv says, he doesn't necessarily give an explanation, but he says, if you're sensitive to the Lishonos and the Psukim, you will pick up on this already. He says, Afogav d'shtei ha-moedim, Pesach u'sukkos nishtavu be'ikra din, even though al-pidin in the Gemara, in Halacha, they seem to have the same dinim, if you're insensitive to the Psukim, ve'ein mikra yoytzi midei pshuto, he says, you'll see that when it comes to the Yom Tif of Pesach, the Torah only refers to the first day as a chag. When it comes to the Yom Tif of Sukkos, throughout the Torah, every single day is referred to as a chag. And the Tziv goes beyond this, and the Tziv explains, he says, when discussing the Yom Tif of Pesach, so the Torah says, Chag HaMatzos LaHashem, Chag HaMatzos LaHashem, Shivas Yomim. When it comes to Sukkot, it says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem, because the Shivas Yomim also have their own independent aspect of Yom Tif. What's the idea? So presumably the idea is based on the Ramban, a well-known Ramban, but it's known to us from a different context. The Ramban tells us, as we know, that the days in between the Yom Tif of Pesach and Shavuos are like a Chol HaMoed, a long Chol HaMoed. And each week, each of the 7 weeks is basically another day of Yom Tif. So what we experience in Sukkot in a short amount of 8 days, we experience over the course of Yom Tif of Pesach throughout Sviras HaOmer until the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. What's the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach? Of course, it's what the Torah refers to as Atzeres. The Torah refers to as Shavuos as Atzeres. So we experience in Pesach in a crunched form altogether on Sukkot, but when it comes to Pesach, it is stretched out. So what does that mean? That means the Yom Tif of Pesach, really all 7 days, is really considered like one day of Sukkot. Each one of the days of Sukkot gets a week when it comes to Pesach. That's what the Ramban's telling us. What's the idea? Presumably the idea is as follows. It's an idea that my father-in-law discusses in an article which he published a few years ago. And that is that when it comes to Pesach, so what was accomplished in the realm of Ruchnius was accomplished right away. Right away when we were Zoicha for Geula, that took place right away. And right away, from the Rabbeinu Shlom's perspective, we were going to be redeemed, and everything that transpired afterwards was going to happen. We were going to have a Kriyas Yamsuf, and we were going to be brought through the Midbar, and we were going to be brought into Eretz Yisrael. We were Zoicha for, we're ready for it right away, but the Rabbeinu Shlom to bring it about in this world, in the Olam HaGashmi, in the Olam HaTeva, so that takes time. So what we were zochet for immediately, the first night of Pesach, was an ultimate, a complete geula, but that takes time for it to carry out in the actual world. So we were zochet for Kriyas Yamsuf right away. Did it happen till a week later? So really the entire process, which we deserved right away, it took a week to actually be carried out on the Olam HaGashmi. Gashmi. That's why we celebrate a week, but really it's all one day. That's why we mention Kriyas Yamsuf, the Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder didn't happen yet. What do you mean, Ki'ilu Hu Yoytzim in Yitzrayim? Didn't happen yet. Didn't happen for another 7 days. Why are we talking about it now? Because the entire Geula, from the Rabbeinu Shlomo's perspective, was worthy of happening right away. But for that to take place, for that to carry itself out in the physical world, takes time. Like we say, when it comes to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, was Allah b'machshava, the Rabbeinu Shlomo kaviyachal, thought to create the world in Tishrei, Taisa says, but it didn't actually come into the world. The world actually didn't come into existence till Nisan. What that means exactly, we don't understand. But what it does mean is that when something occurs in the Olam of Ruchni, in the world of the spiritual realm, for it to manifest itself in the physical realm takes some time. That's what we are going on. That's what's going on Pesach. So really, it's one day, because really, it all happened on Tesvav Nisan. But we celebrate the entire week only as a continuation of what occurred on Tesvav Nisan, and therefore, it's one single unit. The entire week is one unit with one Kedushas Hayom, therefore one Karbon. Since it's only one Karbon, therefore we only say Hallel at the beginning of that Yom Tif. Reb Chaim points out, Reb Chaim Brisker points out, if a person didn't say Hallel at the beginning of Yom Tif, so then certainly you say it the rest of the days of Yom Tif, you say it another day of Yom Tif, because the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach didn't have Hallel yet. But if that is the case, perhaps we could understand why it is the Vilna Gaon thought that when it came to Pesach, and perhaps not even Sukkot, when it comes to Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah throughout the entirety of the Yom Tov of Pesach, because when it comes to Pesach, the remaining days of the week is just a continuation of the Kedusha of that very first day. And just like on that very first day, there's clearly a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, so the Vilna Gaon argues that there should be no distinction for the remaining days of Pesach. When it comes to the days of Sukkot, perhaps one could argue that it's different. When it comes to the days of Sukkot, every day is own Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, when we say it's Rishos, it's its own mitzvah. When it comes to Pesach, it's all one big Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, even though the Chiyuv is only on the first day, it makes sense that the mitzvah, just like the after that first Kezias, is continued out throughout the rest of this elongated day.
Davi Kadash, May Rabob, Yamadi Brochu Tavia, Mlis Makute, Kaye Honey, Mechon of Kayako Bates, Israel, Bak.